This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Ngozi Cole. Federal workers around the region are now facing the government shutdown. At the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, civilian employees are likely furloughed, while military and contract work should continue. The Environmental Protection Agency said in a statement it will, quote, work to fulfill our statutory obligations, emergency response efforts, and administration priorities. It's currently overseeing removal of Visco Corp's burned batteries in Moss Landing. Cal State Monterey Bay said current federal financial aid and work study funds are not impacted, but staff and faculty may experience delays in new federal awards or no-cost extensions. CSUMB holds a broadcast license for KZU. Safety net services will be severely impacted by upcoming federal cuts. A report from Santa Cruz County's executive office says these cuts will put thousands of residents at risk. In Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting, Executive Officer Elisa Benton said healthcare and food security will be hit hardest.
Almost $17 million of benefits that flow into our economic systems from SNAP will not be flowing anymore.
That will bring ripple effects to other service providers. One of them, Monarch Services, works with Second Harvest Food Bank, helping domestic violence survivors. CEO Leanne Luna says the impacts will be profound.
Access to the food bank means that these mothers can provide a meal without having to choose between buying food or paying rent.
Local safety net providers want the county to prioritize food security and health access. This is KZU News.